Every Mass we celebrate, every time we gather, and we offer the liturgy of the Mass, that we also call the sacrifice of the Mass, and we call it the sacrifice of the Mass, because it, now, when we celebrate this, we are celebrating the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. That's why we call it also the sacrifice of the Mass. But every Mass we celebrate, we together offer a liturgy, a prayer of thanksgiving to God, the Father. That's the reason we gather. In a few occasions, we have those special celebrations that we say in honor of the Blessed Mother, but again, always as praise to God. Same with any other saint that we have devotion. When we pray, we are offering everything to God. But today, in a special way, because we join Mary, and we are called to reflect on her mission. Her mission when she was called and selected by God to be the mother of his only son who was to come into the world. Nazareth, most probably in the time of Mary, was just a small village, not too many people, not a big town. Actually, probably of no importance at all. It is not mentioned anywhere else in the scriptures. Nothing happened there in the Old Testament. No prophet came from there. In fact, years later, when Jesus was preaching, and they told, you know, he was gathering his disciples, calling his disciples, and someone told Nathanael that they had found the Messiah, and he was Jesus, and he came from Nazareth. Nathanael asked, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" So even the town was not, if famous, not for good things. Yet Mary was there. Today Nazareth is a bigger city. Still Christians living there, Arab Christians. Still the Muslim living there. And some Jews as well. I say some because the majority of the town, even though it is in Israel, the majority of the town is not Jewish. And in the place where he's believed, that was the house of, since beginning of times, has been considered and honored as the house where Mary lived, was built a beautiful basilica. Basilica of the Annunciation, it's called. It's a beautiful one. First one was built probably by St. Helen on the early 4th century, 300 and few things, you know, not. There was the time that they started building churches in the Holy Land. There would be no church before that over there. And they start building, but it was destroyed, and then built again, and then destroyed, and built again. The basilica that is there now is probably from the 60s or 70s. It is a new building, beautiful one. Yet, going down, you still can, you know, you can see the walls and the old columns of the first Byzantine church. But there is down, because the churches were building up and it's in a hill, there is a small kind of cave, but you know, of rock with a sign there. And we can go and visit and pass in front of that. It is written a word in Latin. I don't speak Latin. I studied very little Latin, but it would say verbum caro factum est. And the word was made flesh. And in that place is written verbum carum hic factum est. Here, the word hic means here the word was made flesh. We don't need to go there, of course, to celebrate that moment. Yet, it brings us closer to Mary, I believe, because yes, here was the place where Mary was living. Here was the place that the angel came to her. He was the place for the one that God had chosen, but yet she still had to give her consent, so to speak. She was called by God, but she would have to answer. Now, why do we believe that she was pure, that she was spared from the original sin, from that stain that is in creation, in humanity, since the very beginning, what we heard in today's first reading, when men and women did not accept the bounty of God's grace. That bounty of God's grace was represented by the paradise where they were living, but they prefer to be away from that. I say they prefer because it was in the end a choice not to follow God's order. Well, some say it was the woman's fault. I don't know what you think. But of course the story represents humanity's fault, everyone's. But at the same time, it is a beautiful story because it is a story of redemption. It is a story that says, even though they have fallen into sin, God has not abandoned his children. The story of redemption, because God then said, I will bring redemption, salvation into the world. And the means that salvation will come, that the Son of God, who is our Redeemer, would be through a woman. So Mary was there in God's plan from the beginning. And when the angel comes to Mary and he greeted, "Hail, full of grace," he recognizing her, someone full of grace. That wouldn't be a regular or a normal greeting to anyone. Full of grace. That's what we celebrate today. And that was before he could even present or she could answer any of God's invitation, so to speak, that she would be the mother of his only begotten son. Mary was prepared, and she said yes as the handmaid of the Lord. I believe celebrating today's feast more than celebrating a dogma of faith is celebrating our love to Mary. In a way, and especially knowing that any love will be real, become action, when we follow in her footsteps. We can say beautiful words. We can pray many rosaries. We can pray all the novenas that have been presented to us. Yet, if Mary does not become a model to us in following or getting closer to Jesus and God, all those prayers, they won't be as great as they should, or will not have the effect in our lives and in the world. Let us continue to honor the Blessed Mother. but honoring her, following her footsteps. Just after the angel departed, Mary set out going to Judea, which was about 100 miles at least away from Nazareth, and she went there to help Elizabeth. And we know throughout Jesus' life she was with him. And we know that at the foot of the cross, there she was, standing, not despairing. We know that at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and began, the beginning of the church, there was Mary. She was every moment. Her yes was not only yes to say, yes, I will conceive by the Holy Spirit. Her yes was giving of herself completely to God's plan. And that is not a moment, that is a lifetime commitment. May our devotion bring us to commit ourselves also to God. We might not have been called to such a great mission as the Blessed Mother, but we all have been called to follow God, to try to be as close as we can, and to bring Jesus to the world. Mary as his mother, we as his disciples of today.